Hello, this is Maureen Knight. I'm in the library at Halsey Manor with Helen Batalana, and this is interview 105. It's the 28th of February 2016. Hello, Helen. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this.
My pleasure.
I had no idea that you had worked here at some stage. And so it's a real surprise. I've danced with you many times, but it's a real surprise to find that. Would you like to tell us a bit about how you came to folk in the first place and then tell us about your connection with Halsey Manor?
Okay. I didn't do any country dancing as a child, not even at school. But then I went to Manchester University in 1970. And during Freshers' Week, I decided to join the Folk Dance Society and stayed with it, enjoyed it very much indeed, became chairman of the Folk Dance Society in my third year. And then after my degree in 1973, I had a gap when I didn't have any useful employment before my real job started. And I was at home with my parents in Birmingham, and I got a phone call from a friend I'd made at the University Folk Dance Society called, well, she was Eileen Crossley then. She became Eileen Barrett and when she married Graham Barrett. And Eileen said, they were working here at Halsey Manor as a married couple. And Eileen said to me, we are desperate for some help this summer. Is there any possibility you can come and help just as a general chambermaid serving in the dining room, etc.? And I thought, gosh, how lovely. I'll go down to this wonderful place called Halsey Manor that I had heard so much about but never been to. So down I came on the train, and I can't remember just how long I worked here. It was probably just 3 or 4 weeks. I thoroughly enjoyed it. The manager at that time was someone called David. I think it's quite well known that he did have an alcohol problem, so things were a little bit erratic at times. But I enjoyed the work very much, and then it was time for me to go and start my working life in a real job. And that was it, really. But then, whilst I was here working, I realised that this would be a splendid place for my fiancé and I to spend our honeymoon, which was going to take place at the end of December, a few months ahead. And we'd organised nothing for a honeymoon. And at that time, to my knowledge, well, I did know all the beds in Halsey because I changed them. And there was just one double bed in apart from the staff quarters in Halsey Manor. And so after consulting with Tony, my fiancé, I booked for us to have the double bed here at Halsey Manor for our honeymoon. It is the case that when we arrived, we spent our first night in the Creech Castle Hotel in Taunton. And then on the Sunday, the day after our wedding, we moved into Halsey Manor. And we came to go to bed on the first night of our honeymoon here. And lo and behold, what a surprise, there was an apple pie bed. And it didn't take much working out who had made the apple pie bed for us. That was the Barretts, of course. And so Tony and I joined in a little bit of the house party that was going on over the New Year here, and then just went out walking each day. And that was our wonderful first acquaintance together with Halsey Manor.
You've been here many times since then as a dancer.
Mm.
Do any particular occasions stick out in your brain?
Well, the first time we came back to Halsey Manor was just about 25 years later. By then, we'd become accustomed to going to folk camps with our two children. We'd been to lots and lots of marquee camps and village hall camps. And after 25 years, we thought, oh, how nice, we could go back to Halsey Manor and have the luxury of staying in the manor. And that's what we did for the week. So that was the first time we came back. And then, not so long after that, I had the privilege of starting to come to Andrew Shaw's series of February dancing weekends here. And we have been to all, I think it's 14 of them. So that has continued our association with Halsey.
I expect you've seen some changes in the time.
Well, of course, the main change is the development of the ensuite bedrooms, isn't it? Also, the purchase of the mews, because when I did my work here, the mews hadn't been purchased at that time. But yes, that's the main change, the people's requirements, preferences for ensuite bedrooms. Not that I stay in one very often. I'm usually in a large mixed dorm still, but that's fine. I just accept that as part of the charm of Halsey, and I think we all do.
Is there anything else you can tell us about the early days here? Because that would have been in 1973.
It was still in 1973.
Well, the sort of jobs you did.
Well, the jobs I did. Well, I can remember. I remember just a small thing. I do remember that on the menu one day was white bait, and I had never ever come across white bait. I didn't know what it was, these little fish that you ate whole, and I don't think white bait has probably been on the menu since those days, but I do remember having that experience. It was very busy. The staff used to eat in the dining room, not in the main dining room, in what was used as the staff room then. I think it's more of a storage room now, next door to the kitchen. Yes, but that was our staff room, and we had a dining table in there, and that's where we ate. Yeah.
Do you remember any of the guests or anything amusing about them? No, I can tell.
No, nothing springing to mind.
did you join in with the courses that were here?
Whilst I was working here? Just a little bit of dancing in the evening, but during the daytime, I don't think it was particularly encouraged for us to join in with the courses, just as it would be an unusual sight now for to see members of staff joining in.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about Halsey?
Just how magical it is every time you come back. You drive, I'm sure lots of people have said the same thing. You drive up that very narrow Halsey Lane and you open out at the top and have this glorious vision of the manor. With a bit of luck, the sun will be shining on it. And it's just the most wonderful feeling, thinking that you're going to have several days of wondrous dancing here and wonderful company, and long may it last.
Helen, thank you so much for doing this interview and for dancing at this weekend, because it's been absolutely delightful. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen.